My guest at this time is Matthew Staver. He is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and the former dean of the Liberty University School of Law. He joins me now for a few minutes to look at the year in review in American culture for 2015. And Matt, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, certainly from a culturally conservative perspective, 2015 was not the best year. Let's start with, I'm guessing, what you would also consider the biggest story of the year, and that was the Supreme Court's 5-4 decision in late June declaring that there is a constitutional right to same-sex marriage. You and I obviously talked at the time about that, but now that you've had about 6 months to reflect on it, and you've played leading roles in ancillary stories along the way, which we'll get to in a moment, what do you see as the impact of that decision on our country?
Well, this opinion is very impactful, and the real question is whether the American people are going to accept it as the rule of law. Frankly, I don't think it deserves any respect as the rule of law. It's just an opinion of five individuals. However, some people are playing the games of masquerade, if you will, and assuming that this is what the Constitution says, and that will have a culture-changing impact at every level. In fact, we already saw 2 months after this 5-4 opinion, the first Christian went to jail for her sincerely held religious beliefs. That's the Kentucky clerk, Kim Davis. She's not going to be the last person, although she was the first. She certainly will not be the last. It will not involve only public employees or public elected officials, but certainly the private sector as well, especially those that refuse to comply. Those that are fined will ultimately be targeted, whether they're the adoption agencies that are told to place children in same-sex households or whatever it might be. This is the culture clash of unprecedented proportions that we've now entered into, and this will continue as we move into the new year.
Matt, as you mentioned, you took on a high-profile role in representing Kim Davis, the clerk in Roane County, Kentucky, who ultimately was ordered to jail by Judge Bunning in that state, and ultimately she was freed, and accommodations were made that took her name off of the licenses issued by the county. Give our listeners a brief update on where that stands and whether you and she are satisfied with where things currently stand.
Well, there was no accommodation that was given by the former governor, Stephen Beshear, who's no longer in office. He refused to accommodate her, so she made her own accommodations, and when she returned to work, she refused to violate her conscience, and so she removed her name and title from the license. The ACLU complained and doesn't like it, but now there's a new governor in town. His name is Matt Bevin, and all the media there in Kentucky and elsewhere have all reported that he became elected in large part because of the marriage issue and Kim Davis. He took the side of natural marriage and supports Kim Davis. He's now been sworn into office, and he's already promised to issue an executive order to protect the religious freedom of Kim Davis and other clerks like her. So we are very pleased that a new election has occurred, and Judeo-Christian values in marriage has prevailed again in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. So that will be a new day going forward, although the case is still in court. We're still litigating this issue. That will continue on into 2016, but the tide has changed, and there is a significant new leadership that's come into play, and we believe that we'll ultimately be able to resolve this favorably in 2016. But again, it's not the last case. We know that there are many others that are pending that we're representing as well in many other states. And it's going to come up in every conceivable context, private schools, churches, universities, colleges, you name it. Every institution, every person of faith will have to address this issue.
Matt, you mentioned 2016, and earlier this year you said that you believed marriage would be perhaps the critical issue of 2016. Obviously, as there always is, there's a number of high-profile issues. ISIS is right there on the front burner right now. There's always the economy and being able to support one's family and college education and all sorts of other things. So how do you expect that issue in particular to come forward and be articulated in this campaign?
Well, I think that what will happen is the candidates will have to address this issue. The voters will require that they address this issue, because the more and more that the issue of same-sex marriage and the radical so-called LGBT agenda moves forward, the more people will see how intolerant it is, how coercive it is. Kim Davis is just Exhibit A in that situation. And I think most people will say this is not the kind of America we want to live in. This is not what we bargained for, and they're going to push back. We've already seen some pushback. There's other issues, certainly, that will move forward, too, involving the issue of abortion, because that issue is now before the Supreme Court as well. I can say that if the Supreme Court doesn't go the right way and give a religious free exercise accommodation to organizations and people of faith with regards to human genocide under Obamacare, then I believe that the Supreme Court's authority is going to be even further undermined. In fact, I think one of the big issues that is moving forward is not only these moral issues of marriage and life, but the legitimacy of the U.S. Supreme Court. I think it's pushing itself into the realm of illegitimacy. I think the same-sex marriage case pushed it across the line. I think if it goes the wrong way on the abortion or the contraception and abortion-inducing drug mandate, I think that will finish off this court, and people will just simply say, we're not going to obey people who just invent the law as they go. You know, we've seen them do this on Obamacare. We've seen them do this on many other areas of law. And I think, frankly, that people are being fed up with it. Obviously, in addition to these issues, we have the issue of the radical Islam and advancing Islamic State, not only in the Middle East, but in Europe and now here in the United States. And these are going to be front and center to our faith and values. And we'll have to address this in a concerted, strategic, and very quick and immediate way as we move forward in 2016.
Let's talk about another issue that some would say exploded onto the scene, perhaps other side coming further off, but on the heels of the court decision on the definition of marriage also came a lot of attention to what's called transgender issues. Bruce Jenner identifying as a woman certainly brought a lot of attention to that. There seems to be widespread acceptance of it in the media, and the government, of course, is putting pressure on school districts around the country, as well as policies in its own administrative branches to accommodate this. Fairfax County, Virginia, being one area where that was certainly very prominent. What do you make of the rise of this issue, and where do you think it's headed?
Well, it really follows the template of the book called After the Ball in 1980, written by Kirk and Madsen. They said that they wanted to promote the homosexual agenda, bring out people that looked normal, and leave the people that were the transsexuals, transgenders in the closet until there was widespread acceptance, and then finally bring them out, and then their agenda would be complete. Really, the abolition of gender and objective reality and marriage will have ultimately run its course when that happens. And so it is part of their whole agenda to bring out this bizarre, I think, therefore I am kind of concept. You know, we always saw that in philosophy, but now they're actually trying to make that a reality. That if you think you're a woman, then you ought to be legally recognized and treated as a woman. It's absolutely absurd. I think one of the things that will happen is that will advance more and more. We're going to see even more absurd kinds of applications of this so-called transgender, where you think you can change or into an opposite sex from your birth and therefore use the restroom of the opposite sex. And I think more and more people that are common sense, everyday individuals that may not be involved in the culture wars are going to continue to say, this is absurd, enough is enough, this has gone too far, and we need to draw a line. And I think that tipping point is coming, and I think we'll see that even more so as we move forward here.
So your advice for anyone who feels like they're about to be overwhelmed by the tide is that outrage is more excessive to despair at this point.
I think outrage is going to be the key word that happens, disgust and pushback. I don't think this battle by any means is over. You know, some people say the same-sex marriage battle is over, just get used to it, move on. There's absolutely no way. You cannot get used to something that pushes in your face and is a direct collision with your sincerely held religious beliefs and, frankly, objective, observable reality. This is not based upon religion. You don't have to be a person of faith to realize that this whole transsexual and same-sex marriage agenda is an absolute debacle. It is absolutely absurd. And I think more and more as it gets implemented, the absurdity is realized. People will push back. I think we haven't even begun to see this battle. I can tell you what, this battle is far from over. And for me, I believe that we will ultimately win this battle going forward.
Matt, certainly an eventful year in 2016, as you mentioned, promises to be another one. You've certainly played a leading role in the past 12 months, and we look forward to checking in with you as the new year dawns. Thank you, sir, very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. God bless, and Merry Christmas as well.
Matthew Staver is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. He's the former dean of the Liberty University School of Law. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.